Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. We got a great show for you guys here on the final day of March. It is sad that my favorite month on the sports calendar is coming to an end, but we got a lot to talk about. We, of course, got the Final Four with all the one seeds headed to San Antonio. We'll give out some opening thoughts on those games. We also have two more tickets to be punched on the women's side in the Final Four. We'll look at some sides that we like in the women's Elite Eight tonight, and then plenty of baseball talk on the show. We're going to give some of our favorite takeaways that we had from the opening series, also some best bets as well. Jake Kassan is going to join us later on in the show, as we got bet slips and bat flips coming up following us right here on the BetMGM Network at 1:30. So a lot to get to on the show today. As always, any questions, any comments that you guys have for us, let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X as well. We'll try to get to everything over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling. Glasses in session. And who better to kick things off with than our guy, Peter Apple, co-founder of Just Baseball. Make sure you guys follow Peter on X at PeterApple23. Peter, great having you back on the show, man. Baseball in full swing. Obviously, had the opening series this past weekend. Want to get your thoughts on some of these teams. We'll start with the Atlanta Braves, Peter. I think a lot of people, maybe because they were watching the Sweet 16, maybe whatever it was, they look this morning and they see the Atlanta Braves are 0-4 after getting swept out in San Diego. They got the Dodgers upcoming as well over the next 3 days. Any cause for concern with Atlanta dropping the first four against the Padres?
Well, what I know about the Braves is that when the offense is cold, it goes cold. Remember at the end of last year, of course, it was a banged up offense, but it's still not the same offense because Sean Murphy is not in the lineup. But even the guys who were accustomed to hitting the ball hard all over the ballpark, they are not doing so. The Atlanta Braves have a 42 WRC plus. That is the second worst mark among all offenses in Major League Baseball. But again, similarly to last year, the Braves' pitching is still solid. Their starters are still great. Their bullpen is still great. They're still one of the better teams in baseball. But going up against a hot Padres team to start is not going to help. But I am concerned about the offense, certainly at this point. And my best bet of the day includes the Braves taking on the Dodgers tonight. So it'll be fun to go over.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We'll get to that a little bit later on. I do want to stick with the Padres, though, Peter, because, again, they sweep Atlanta 4-0. A lot of talk this offseason in the NL West. The Dodgers, clearly the team to beat. Everybody was loving the Diamondbacks, though, heading into this year, and it didn't feel like there was enough love about the Padres. Do you like this Padres team?
It's so funny because I guess I'm riding with the public here. I was a big believer in the Arizona Diamondbacks this season, not was, still am. And then, of course, I like the Giants this year. I think they'll be better than they were last year. And I was asked, well, who takes a step back? And I thought to myself, I still like the Padres. I still think they'll be over 500 when we're looking at them at the end of the season. But because their lineup is so top-heavy, because the rotation is so top-heavy, and the fact that a couple of the key players have been in the rumor mill this offseason, whether that be Dylan Cease, Michael King, Luis Arraez, I just thought to myself, all right, it might be time to not fade the Padres, but not tail the Padres. And then what do we get the first four games of the season? That top-heavy lineup I was talking about? Yeah, it's top-heavy-heavy. Fernando Tatis Jr. looks fantastic. Manny Machado continues to rake just like we know he can be. And of course, they did enough to beat a Braves team with how good that bullpen looked. The rotation was solid. The bullpen was unbelievable. So this is a team in the Padres that if that bullpen keeps performing and the starters can get them five, they're going to win a lot of low-scoring games, and they have, of course, the potential to score a lot of runs with, again, that top-heavy lineup.
Let's talk about your New York Yankees, who certainly had themselves a 3 days against the Milwaukee Brewers. 36 runs scored, Peter. They hit a billion home runs. Judge is on pace for like 200 of them. What did you make of the Yanks opening series against Milwaukee? And for you, are they still the team to beat in the American League?
I think it's so going into the season, I actually have the Red Sox winning the division. And now that's not off to a hot start, but we also have to remember that we're just four games in. We're looking for sweeping takeaways. We're looking for predictions after just four games. But if these four games happened in the middle of July, nobody would care. But they are happening to start the year. So now, are the Yankees still the team to beat? I'm still not totally sold on that. In large part because, of course, they're putting up 20 runs. And I'm literally wearing a Yankees polo right now. I am a Yankees fan. But the pitchers they were going up against, I mean, Aaron Civale just hit the IL and he was throwing meatballs right down the plate. I love Nestor Cortez Jr., but did we see how he looked? And then when they got all these runs off the starters, they put in some bullpen arms that were making their debut or are way down on the totem pole of the Brewers bullpen, and they went crazy against them. It was awesome. But I think it's a slight overreaction to say that they are the clear favorite in the American League. I still think the Red Sox are going to be good. The Rangers clearly look great. The Mariners pitching is still really solid. And the Guardians just continue to win. So the American League remains wide open. But as a Yankee fan, I have to admit, it was really cool to see them hit 15 home runs in their last three games. It was unbelievable.
Who impressed you more, St. Louis sweeping Minnesota or the Marlins taking 3 of 4 over the Pirates?
I think it's St. Louis. The Marlins series was great, but there was a lot of walk-offs involved, and I think Pirates fans will certainly be yelling at their TV, just blaming David Bednar, so the Pirates could have actually won 3 of 4 games, but it ended up flipping towards Miami's way. Have to be really impressed with the Cardinals. Not only did Sonny Gray look great, Andre Pallante looked good, but it's their offense. Looked really solid throughout the lineup, right? And this is even with Wilson Contreras getting off to a really poor start, and he's one of the best hitters in the lineup. Nolan Arenado looked good. Victor Scott has made some swing adjustments. He looked great. Yvon Herrera, the catching position. Of course, you have Mason Wynn, Brandon Donovan, Alec Burleson still hitting. This is a team that a lot of people are down on because it's expected that they are going to move all of their pieces, but they haven't yet. So in the meantime, this is a team that nobody really cares about yet that we can find value in the betting market, tailing at least for the time being.
Talk with Peter Apple here on Send It In, co-founder of Just Baseball. All right, Peter, want to get your best bets of the day here in a moment. Last question about just the takeaways that you had from the first weekend. Did you add anything to the futures portfolio? Maybe like a player award, future market? Was there something that you saw out of a team or a player, even just 3-4 games into the season, that you were willing to take a bite or nothing for you at this point?
Nothing for me at this point, but I am monitoring the Pittsburgh Pirates potentially having the worst record in Major League Baseball this season. Now, I know you have the White Sox, and I know you have the Rockies, and I know you have the Marlins. So those are the two; those are the three teams that were kind of the favorites in that category. The Pirates look terrible, to put it plainly. I mean, Paul Skenes is amazing, but Jared Jones is still on the shelf. Mitch Keller is a guy who's always had a great first half followed by a very below average second half. And then you're looking at the depth in the Pirates rotation and you're saying to yourself, eh. And then on offense, O'Neill Cruz is very flashy. But is he probably just going to have a 780 OPS again? How good is Brian Reynolds? And that's kind of it, because they traded for Spencer Horowitz this offseason and he immediately got hurt. He's out 8 to 12 weeks. So it's a really bad offense. It's a bullpen led by a closer that should lose his job, being completely honest, and they have one amazing starting pitcher. That doesn't feel like a great team to me. and the Pirates are still showing a ton of value, like, fading the Pirates is probably going to make people a lot of money this season.
Yeah, 55-1, Peter, still at BetMGM to finish with the worst record in the regular season. So like you said, still some good value there if you think Pittsburgh might finish with the worst record. All right, today's slate, Peter, we were talking before the show. You said you got a couple plays. You got one that you really like on today's card. What are the plays?
Yeah, so I got two plays. I'll start with my smaller play. Kyle Hart, pitcher for the San Diego Padres, over 3.5 strikeouts. You might be wondering, who is Kyle Hart? Well, Kyle Hart, if we remember, let me give you another example. Eric Fetty, do you remember him? He's pitching for the Cardinals now, came over to the White Sox. He was terrible in Major League Baseball, went over to the KBO and absolutely dominated, won the MVP over there, then comes back and looks like a reinvented pitcher. His opening day start, when he first came back over for the White Sox, he struck out 7 guys. Now, Kyle Hart is a guy who hasn't really pitched in Major League Baseball since 2020. But he reinvented himself in the KBO and won the KBO equivalent of the Cy Young just last year. 157 innings, 182 strikeouts, pitching to a 2.69 ERA. 3.5 strikeouts, those lines are meant for spot starters, guys who are terrible. Kyle Hart is not terrible. And the reason I believe in him so much is because AJ Preller believes in him. And I think, you can say whatever you want as an executive, but as a scout, I think he's one of the best talent evaluators in Major League Baseball. Kyle Hart with a game plan that the Guardians aren't used to. I know they're not a big strikeout team, but they did strike out at 22% rate last year on the road against lefties. Kyle Hart has a really good breaking ball. I think he's going to make a couple of these Guardians bats look silly. But again, it is taking a risk. We're taking a leap here with Kyle Hart, but I do like him over 3.5 strikeouts against the Guardians today.
I love it. All right, and then what's the total that you like? What's your favorite play?
So my POD is going back to your original point about the Braves offense. We are fading the Braves offense. But here's the only issue. Dodgers are minus 250. The Braves team total is 3.5, majorly juiced to the under. So we don't have a lot of area to work with. But what I do like is what the Braves have on the mound today. Grant Holmes is one of my breakout pitchers this year. He's in the top 10th percentile in chase rate, in whiff rate. He gets a lot of swing and miss, but he doesn't walk anybody. He was in the 90th percentile of walk rate. And then if we're looking at a guy who doesn't get barreled, right, we want to keep that ball off the middle of the bat, 70th percentile on that. I think he's a breakout guy. But then the Braves bullpen is completely rested behind Grant Holmes. And then on the Dodger side, they have Tyler Glass now, who's fresh and healthy. And he's got a 177 opponent batting average against the Braves' current roster, followed by a Dodgers bullpen that is completely rested after having an off day yesterday. So my POD is the under 8.5 for Dodgers versus Braves. That line has since moved, but you can still find minus 105 under 8 at BetMGM, which I think is a great play as well.
I love it. There you go. Peter Apple joining us here on Send It In, co-founder of Just Baseball. Give Peter a follow on X at Peter Apple 23. He'll join us a bunch here throughout the season on Send In. Peter, great catching up with you, sir. Good luck on your bets. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for having PJ. Good luck, everybody.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In as we look at the rest of today's card in Major League Baseball. We have a bunch of teams, obviously, starting the season with their home openers, like the Milwaukee Brewers today, who I'm sure are happy to be back in Milwaukee after getting swept by the Yankees out in the Bronx. They're going to be home against the Royals today. Elvin Rodriguez going up against Chris Bubich. The total is 8.5. Milwaukee, a slight home favorite at minus 115. And I think there is some value on Milwaukee in this game because, again, they just got demolished by the Yankees. They gave up 36 runs in those three games. As Peter mentioned, though, their starters were getting roughed up, and those games kind of got out of hand, really out of hand late. And the Yankees were really able to add to kind of their runs because they were going up against some of the bad relievers for the Brewers. So a majority of their really good arms are fresh and healthy. And you know, they want to flush out that series in New York, turn the page. I like the Brewers today, minus 115 against the Royals. Then we have the Twins and the White Sox. Total in this game, 7.5. Martin Perez going up against Chris Paddock. You have two offenses that really struggled in their first couple series. Minnesota was only able to score 6 runs in the three games against St. Louis. After the White Sox scored 8 against the Angels in their first game, they were only able to muster 3 runs in their last two. So I'm looking at an under today. It's 7.5. It's a low total, and I think it's low for a reason, especially with Martin Perez and Chris Paddock on the mound. So we'll take the under in White Sox and Twins. Red Sox and Orioles today. Home opener out in Camden Yards for the O's. Cade Povich going up against Sean Newcomb. I would look at Rob Refsnyder today, over 1.5 total bases at plus 140 for Boston. Notoriously a great hitter against left-handed pitching. Refsnyder's a right-hander, owns left-handed pitching, 3-for-5 in his career against Cade Povich, so I'd look at that. I'd also look at the over in that game as well. You got the wind flying out in Baltimore this afternoon. Ball should be carrying. Two good offenses. I like the over 9.5 in that one. Christopher Sanchez and the Phillies, minus 275, taking on the Rockies today with German Marquez. I'm also going to take an over in this game as well. Marquez's terrible history against this Philadelphia batting lineup. And again, just like with the weather in Baltimore today, the wind is blowing out at Citizens Bank. We'll go over 8.5 in Phillies and Rockies. Mets and Marlins in Miami. David Peterson going up against Cal Quantrill. We see this just about every year in baseball with a team that we perceive to be really bad that ends up missing the playoffs and not having a great year, but starts off the season extremely fast, right? We saw that with the Pirates last year, got off to a great start, then the wheels kind of fell off. I kind of think the Marlins might be that team where we kind of look up and maybe they're like 13-6, 13-7 to start the year. So Marlins are a team that I would continue to look to bet here early on in the season. I'll take them against the Mets today at a nice plus 155. Reds and Rangers in Cincinnati today. Good series. Kumar Rocker going up against Brady Singer. I'll go with the under in this game. Rocker was a September call-up last year. Nobody in this Reds batting lineup has faced him. He's got really good stuff. I think this is going to be an under game today in Cincinnati. We'll go under 9. Pirates and Rays out in Tampa today. I'm going to pass on that game. Nats taking on the Blue Jays. Give me Washington plus 145. Blue Jays shouldn't be minus 175 to a team that's more than capable of hanging with them, especially with Bout and Francis on the mound. Maybe if Gausman was on the mound, I could get behind this, but with Francis, I'll pass. Give me the Nats. Angels and Cardinals in St. Louis today. Again, the Cardinals pitching has been legit, going up against an offense that's not really good. Give me St. Louis minus 150. Giants and Astros out in Houston. I'll take San Francisco plus 105. This game is priced similar to the way the Astros and Mets games were priced. I get that you had like Valdez and Hunter Brown going for Houston. Feels a little fishy to me. I'll go with the Giants plus 105. Guardians and Padres will pass on that game, but Peter did give you a pitching prop that he did like. Tigers and Mariners, give me the under 7.5. Two teams that are very good pitching staffs. Cubs and Athletics, the A's making their Sacramento debut. I'll ride with them as home dogs today at plus 110. And then Braves and Dodgers. I like Atlanta to win the game at plus 180. Again, they got swept by San Diego. We're hitting the Braves at plus 180. We're not going to get that very much this season. And then I'll tail Peter on the under 8 in that game as well. All right, let's continue talking baseball. Talk about some takeaways that we had from opening day. Got to start with the Yankees, right? 36 runs in 3 games. A lot of talk right now about the bats and the way that they're shaped. And are they legal or are they not? Whether or not they're legal or they are, the Yankees are swinging the bats really, really well. I'm not going to overreact, though, just like Peter is not overreacting, because the Yankees have kind of done this, and they have a lot of older players. The Yankees are going to withstand injuries throughout the year. They're already lost Garrett Cole for the season, and Luis Hill's not going to return for 3 months. So while they're all healthy and while everybody's playing good, life is good in the Bronx, but they're probably going to go through a stretch during the dog days in July and August where they're going to struggle, and that would be a good time to fade them. But right now, I think Yankees team total over is probably a good look, and they're probably going to continue to win a bunch of games. Padres, again, how can you not be impressed with this team? A 4-0 sweep over Atlanta. Was talking about it with people, with Peter. Everybody was talking about the Dodgers and the D-backs in this division in the offseason. Do not forget about the Padres. They still have a lot of top-tier talent, not only in their lineup, but in their pitching staff as well. And A.J. Preller, their GM, great talent evaluator, and he's also a madman when it comes to the trade deadline, willing to do whatever it takes to improve his team. And then the Marlins, again, like I talked about, there are teams every year in baseball that are going to be bad. We all perceive them to be bad, but they do get off to a good start in the beginning of the year, and I kind of think the Marlins might be that team this season. So over the next couple weeks here, maybe continue look at betting the Marlins at plus money, because you are going to continue to get them at plus money when they go up against teams like the Mets and the Braves and a bunch of these good teams in the National League. As for some of the awards bets already and how these markets have shifted here through the first weekend, Aaron Judge is now all the way down to minus 110 to win AL MVP after hitting four home runs. Bobby Witt's plus 450. Gunnar Henderson is 18-1. Those are the three guys. Those are the other two guys that I would look at. It was pretty much those three for a majority of the season last year. Gunnar is expected to come back here over the next couple days. He's still on the IL. Bobby Witt, you would expect him to have a great season for Kansas City. Again, Judge is probably going to hit 50 home runs again if he stays healthy, but I like the prices that we're getting with Bobby Witt and Gunnar, and I think the upside of both of those guys, and there's a better chance that they stay healthy opposed to Judge. I think Bobby Witt, Gunnar could be worth some looks. And then the NL Cy Young market I think is intriguing too. Dylan Cease at 25-1, Mackenzie Gore at 30-1. We had Danny Burke on the show on Friday. He was talking about Dylan Cease, had an unbelievable spring. And again, this Padres offense, they're going to give you some run support. Cease wasn't great in his first start against Atlanta. 4 1/3, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, did have 7 strikeouts. I expect Cease to have a good year, and I like his price at 25-1. And then again, Mackenzie Gore at 30-1. Unbelievable start on opening day against Philadelphia. He had struck out 13 batters, didn't give up a run. He was terrific. 30-1 to win NL Cy Young. I'm just betting on the potential here on Mackenzie Gore. Again, the Nationals, we'll see what kind of year they have. I think they could potentially be hovering around like 75, 80 wins this season. Gore was great his first year in D.C., struggled last year, but maybe he started to figure things out a little bit. The stuff's there, the potential's there, and again, I like the value we're getting at 30-1. And then some divisional bets that I would keep an eye on. Again, the Atlanta Braves right now are plus 150 to win the NL East. They just got swept by San Diego. They have the Dodgers upcoming for 3 games. They also got the Phillies upcoming as well. Braves could be a team to keep an eye on if they really struggle out of the gates. Let's see, they go like 2-7, 3-10 to start the season. Going to get a nice number on Atlanta. That could be a team to watch to potentially track down the Phillies to win the NL East division. All right, let's talk some basketball here on Send It In. As we go off the glass, we got 2 Final Four games out in San Antonio, and it's all chalk on the boardwalk, as Ian Eagle was saying yesterday. Houston, Duke in one semifinal, and Florida and Auburn in the other. Duke is a 4.5-point favorite right now on BetMGM with the total in the game at 136.5. My thoughts on Duke and Houston. I think if you like Duke to win the game, I would lay the 4.5 with Duke. If you like Houston to win the game, I would just bet Houston on the money line. Houston has lost 1 game in regulation this season. They've lost 4 games on the year. 3 of them have come in overtime. They've only lost 1 game this season in regulation. They've also only lost 1 game since January. They're playing really good basketball, and they are way more battle-tested and way more used to playing in close games than Duke are. And that's our biggest concern with Duke this season, right? We've been talking about it all year. If a team can keep it close with Duke in the final 2, 3, 4 minutes of the game, how are they going to respond to that? And there really hasn't been a team that's been able to do that up to this point. Houston, I think, could be that team. So if you like Houston in the game, I mean, certainly you could play it safe and take the 4.5. I just think you bet a money line, because I think if they keep it close with Duke with 2, 3 minutes to go, I think they're going to find a way to win the game. Duke's been my pick, though, since the beginning to win it all. I'm going to continue to ride with them. I was at the Duke-Bama Elite Eight game, and it stood out to me how much Kaman Malawak changes the game for Duke on both ends of the floor. His size, his length, it's unbelievable. Obviously, all the alley-oops that he catches on offense, but the way that he can switch out on guards, on defense, how he protects the rim as well, he's amazing, and he's the reason why Duke is so good, especially on defense. I think his size and length really going to affect Houston. That's going to be a big story of this game. We know how great Houston is crashing the offensive glass, how aggressive they are. If they're able to get him in foul trouble, that could be something to monitor in this game as well. But early lean to that one is going to be Duke -4.5. Florida and Auburn's an interesting one. Gators favored by 2.5 with the total at 160.5. Keep in mind, these teams played on February 8th. The game was at Auburn, and the Tigers were 9.5-point favorites in that game. Elijah Martin did not play for the Gators. So they played about 6.5, 7 weeks ago. Auburn was a 9.5-point favorite, and now here we are about to play in the Final Four, and Florida is a 2.5-point favorite. Now, there's no question that Auburn certainly has gotten a little bit worse since then, and Florida has gotten better. But has Auburn gotten that much worse and Florida has gotten that much better to the where it should be now? The Gators are laying 2.5 against Auburn. Jahni Broome's elbow injury is certainly something to monitor leading up to the game as well. But my early lean would probably be Auburn 2.5. I think this is just a great game to bet live, though. We have certainly seen Auburn be tested in this tournament, Florida as well, and we've seen the runs that both teams have been able to make late in games in the second half. Auburn goes on that 17-0 run against Michigan. You have Florida coming all the way back against Texas Tech, coming back against UConn as well. So this is going to be a game with a lot of runs. And I think, honestly, that's how you bet it. You just wait for a great line and you bet it live. So that's how I would look at Auburn and Florida. And then real quick in the Women's Elite Eight tonight, we got number 2 TCU against number 1 Texas and number 2 UConn against number 1 USC. I'd lay the 7.5 with Texas. Vic Schaefer, their head coach, one of the best in women's college hoops. After getting a little bit of a scare in their last game against Tennessee, I think they bounce back against a team that they know very well, playing an old Big 12 opponent in TCU. I like Texas -7.5. And then give me USC plus all those points against UConn. I know Juju Watkins isn't playing, but that's why I like the bet, because I think this market is way too overinflated. They don't think USC has any chance in this game without Juju, and I don't think they're going to win, but I think they keep it close. They make it competitive. I like the Trojans plus 15.5. All right, let's check in with our next guest. A little crosstalk here with our guy, Jake Gasan, who is the host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, which you can catch right here on BetMGM Network after us, 1:30 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, the debut of Season 2 and Bet Slips and Bat Flips. Jake, what's going on, sir?
PJ, what's going on, buddy? Great to be here. Great to hear your voice.
Great to hear your voice. I can't wait for Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up. Want to talk to you about what's coming up on the show later today. But first, got to get some of your big takeaways from opening weekend in MLB. What were they?
Oh, PJ, you might have heard the Yankees have new bats. You may have heard about this. You may have seen this. The Yankees are using bats that are legal, by the way, and every team can use them. But we'll talk about that. We'll get into that. And the Yankees just berating and hitting the Brewers with a barrage of home runs all weekend long and bludgeoning them. But my biggest takeaway, PJ, is I think not only do I have a takeaway for you, I think I have a bet for you as well. I think we have to bet the St. Louis Cardinals at 7-1 to win the NL Central. They impressed me over the weekend. They beat the hell out of the Twins all weekend long. They looked good. I think this team is not nearly as bad or mediocre as we thought they were going to be.
I love it. All right, so make sure you stick around for that. Jake will sell you on why he loves St. Louis so much. Jake, what else you have coming up on the show as well?
We got some college baseball takeaways over the weekend. We had a bunch of big series that we got to get into. We have some futures that we got to get into, some Cy Young candidates that are going today that I personally really, really like. Going to have a ton of K's overs as well. Kumar Rocker goes today. That's going to be awesome. So, yeah, Bet Slips and Bat Flips in just a couple of minutes. We're going through the whole slate and some weekend takeaways that have some futures implications, too.
Absolutely love it. That's coming up 3.5 minutes with our guy Jake Gasan, 1:30 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Jake, can't wait, sir. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. Talk to you soon. All right, guys, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. And let's start with Going Streaking. Shawnee Sharp, are we 2 for 2 to start the year on Going Streaking thus far? Let's see. We are 2 for 2. Hell yeah. All right, let's make it 3 for 3, Sean. I like this play a lot. We're going with Carlos Correa, 10 for 30 in his career against Martin Perez, who he's going to face today for the White Sox. Faced him a bunch of times. 333 hitter. So 333, Carlos Correa is getting us to our third in a row here on Going Streaking. That's our guy that we're rolling with today. Our prop lock is going to be Rob Refsnyder of the Boston Red Sox over 1.5 total bases against the Orioles. Again, if you really follow baseball at all, you know there are certain guys that are specialists as right-handed hitters against left-handed pitching. Rob Refsnyder would be one of those dudes. That's why he's still in the league, quite frankly. He mashes lefties. He's going up against a youngster today in Cade Povich, who he's 3 for 5 against in his career. Refsnyder's a good pick for Going Streaking, too. I'd rather just bet his over total bases, though, at plus 140. And then my best bet, so we obviously got the Final Four coming up. We also have the crown out in Vegas as well. Georgetown -3.5 tonight against Washington State. I like backing these teams in the postseason with head coaches that are trying to build their program, trying to build their culture, and that's what Ed Cooley is trying to do in D.C. So I like Georgetown tonight, -3.5 against Washington State. Also forgot to give out my dog of the day. We just talked about it, USC, +15.5 against UConn. The disrespect for USC is too much. We liked them against Kansas State on Saturday when it was pretty much a pick of -1.5. They covered that. Now they're going to turn around and they're going to keep this within the number against UConn. They can't beat the Huskies without Juju. There's just too much firepower, and obviously Geno is too good of a head coach, but this still is a number one seed. They have talent outside of Juju. I think they show that tonight. I think they keep it within the 15.5, so give me the Trojans against UConn as my dog of the day. Once again, Carlos Correa in going streaking. He's going to be our guy, 10 for 30 in his career against Martin Perez. Rob Refsnyder over 1.5 total bases is going to be our prop lock. Dog of the day, USC +15.5 against UConn. And then my best bet, Georgetown -3.5 against Washington State. Thanks again to Peter Apple, Jake Hassan. Make sure you guys tune into Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up right after us in about 45 seconds here. Have a great rest of your day. We will see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.